in which you are still to work, and we believe that you will do it also tonight. In the secret, in our heart, you speak to us and you bless our heart. We give you honor and glory for what you are able to do, not a man, but you, through your spirit and through your power. We thank you and we honor you, for you are the one who gathered us here and you edified us. We give you honor, adoration, and praises in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All the glory be given to God. Tonight we speak about influence. We spoke already about it different time. But the circular letter is leading us in this way. Circular letter, 30 October 1983. The Lord has blessed the ministry of this man, as also he blessed the ministry of Brother Branham. And he wanted to leave us the right leadership for us to be comfort and to be prepared and edified. We start reading. Many are convicted that they are led by the Spirit of God, but a closer look at their lives, reveals that they are dominated by spirits, that their senses are disturbed, and that everywhere they go, they cause trouble. Their words may be very godly, but their fruits bear witness to the influence under which they find themselves. This is a result to each one of us. We all have already experienced these things, and we still today are seeing this thing. We see also how the devil is taking over of the souls and is influencing them, leading them in interpretation, imagination, in things which are not right. And the devil is showing these things to us, and then we think that these things are real. I'd like to read the scripture, but let us continue to read first here. When Eve hearkened to Satan, she gave herself over to his influence. When Adam hearkened to Eve, he fell under his influence. And they all fell under the influence of Satan. It is exactly the same situation for all those who believe an interpretation of the original word. That means under a false influence. They think they can eat from the tree of knowledge without being touched by death. Amen. As we read before, many are convinced that they are led by the Spirit of God. I'd like to read 1 Kings, in the book of 1 Kings. We all know this passage of the scripture. Brother Branham spoke about it. Also, Brother Frank, the servant of God, they spoke already about this passage. We can start from verse 19. 1 Kings 22:19. And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord." And I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing before him on his right hand and on his left hand. And the Lord said, "Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this matter, and another said on that matter. And there came forth a spirit who stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I go forth. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Amen. You can find the same story in 2 Chronicles 18:21 to show us that Ahab has this conviction that he was led by God, because his prophets, they were telling him to go up. But in verse 17, we see and he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. For God, they supposed not to go to the world. He wanted to let them there. But this pretension of Ahab, he brought forth what we read before. Many are convinced that they are led by the Spirit of God, but a closer look at their lives reveal that they are dominated by spirit. I want just to show this example of Ahab. There are many other examples in the Bible. Also Saul, he was an anointed of God. Although the anointment, but he disobeyed God, and what kind of influence was over him was the people of Israel. They told him, why are we waiting? Why are we waiting for the prophet? But we can't offer the sacrifice by ourselves. So this influence, when they came, they stimulated the mind for those who are subject to be seduced. Also in 1 Samuel, there are many scriptures. We can read 1 Samuel 19. First Samuel chapter 19. Saul was not, he did not realize that he was possessed by the spirit, the evil spirit. We see here that Saul wanted to kill David. So people are not realizing it. That's why God sent a prophet, and then he sent his servants, and he sent also his word to correct this type of influence. Then we'll see how the Lord has granted us grace to understand these things. We can read in Psalm 32 verse 2. Bless these are all passages of the scripture which we know, but sometimes we just pass over them before, without giving attention or paying attention. Blessed he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed no iniquity, and whose spirit and in whose spirit there is no guile. we see how it's necessary to be influenced. We read before, Eve was influenced by Satan. Satan was the author of that influence, the evil influence. From the book of Genesis, we can see it. Sometimes we speak well or we pronounce good words, but we leave something else. But our lives must demonstrate what we say. Let us read also in Matthew 12:33. Also here is important because it is about the fruits. A fruit which a man has to bear. So from verse 32, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. So the brother read from verse 33. So we see how the Lord is showing us here and with which precision he wants us to receive these things. Also in James chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The one who hearken to the word but does not do. Also in 2 Peter, let us read in 2 Peter what we read on Sunday, what Brother Frank read for us, and this word is really important. 2 Peter, yeah, it speaks about virtues, about the pyramid. We can read from verse 8. For this, if these things be in you in abundance, they make you that ye shall never be barren, not unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. And also the verse 11. And Romans chapter 8 say, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. It is exactly the same situation for all those who believe in the interpretation of the original word. That means under a false influence, they think that they can eat from the tree of knowledge without being touched by death. In the interpretation, if you go through the scripture, you see that there is a curse. In the interpretation, there is no revelation. We can read in Genesis chapter 4:36. In the interpretation, the revelation is not there. That's why I give interpretation and I give wrong things. I'm under curse and I'm under the influence of the devil because there is no revelation. That's all. That's why it is a curse which comes from the devil. That's why today we we had many problems among us. Genesis 4:3. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offerings, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. Don't you think that Cain has interpreted in his own way without thinking that what he was doing was wrong, because he did not have revelation, but Abel had revelation. He had the revelation before God that it was a matter of the blood. Only the blood could pay for the sin. That's why the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleans us. So without revelation, it becomes a curse. And we do things which are not according to the word of God. And as we read before, they think they can eat from the tree of knowledge without being touched by death. We always say it. There is always a price to pay. If you touch the tree of knowledge, then you see there that we depart from grace. There is a price to pay in all things. I wrote it down here in my notes. In any conquest, there is always a trial. Any conquered that I take by faith, it always comes through trials. And how can I overcome the trial? With the interpretation or with the revelation? May God bless our heart and grant us grace to understand that the interpretation. So when we don't know something, it's better to be silent and to wait over God. To wait for God to speak to us and reveal himself to us. In that way, we will always be under the grace of God and under his refuge. They think they can eat from the tree without being touched, but there is a curse. Any particular interpretation of the word as the poison of the ancient serpent in itself. This is the reason for the serious warning of 2 Peter 1:20, that no prophecy of scripture can be subject of any particular interpretation. Hallelujah. It's true. May the Lord keeps our heart under the anointment of the Spirit of God, wherein there is a true revelation and for us to be led by the Spirit of God and to reach that preparation. We continue to read. All the prophets sent by God were under divine influence because the word of God had come to them. Amos chapter 8:3. God always revealed his word or his secret to his servant, the prophet. That what took place in the last century. He sent us a prophet in the last church age, the Laodicean church, and he was under divine influence. Even if some people, they accuse him to be not a prophet of God because of the year 1977, but he was under the divine influence because the word of God had come to them. May God seal these words in our heart. He who believes the word as they brought it is under the same inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Moses had received a divine commission. He was sent from God. Hallelujah. Don't you think about John 70, verse 7, who received a prophet as a prophet received is real. The reward of the prophet is for all those who accept. He who believes the word as they brought it is under the same inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Moses had received a divine commission. He was sent from God, as also in the book of Numbers 25, we preach about it. The same spirit of Moses was over the 70 elders. It's the same thing today. It's not just for one person, but it's for the church of Jesus Christ, for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's we are part of this church. We are by faith children of Abraham, and this thing must be within us. And it should not depart from us. For the right anointment, the right influence to lead us in our path without having any obstructions. It's true that we can have a moment in which we go astray, but when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes and the revelation arrives, we go back to the rails, to the right one. That's why we always depend on the Lord. I continue to read. That is why he was under the right inspiration and was led by the Spirit of God. As long as the people heard him and believed his word, they were under the same divine influence of Moses. Is it true? That is reality. As long we hear the true word of God, we cannot go astray. It's impossible. We cannot be under another influence. It's true that we are not yet what we should be, but we are still under the divine influence of the revealed word of God. Hallelujah. And we cannot escape from it. We cannot depart from it. My heart could not be attached to an interpretation because the Lord is keeping me. Under what influence were Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and the 250 who, after rising up against Moses, presented the perfume before the Lord? You see, they rebel themselves. Because they also thought to have a part. Yes, they have a portion in their place. Everything supposed to stay in their place. But they start having wrong thoughts, wrong influence, which came straight from the devil. All those who listened to them fell under the same diabolical influence and fell with them into perdition. God changes neither his word nor his way of doing things. How many small churches do we have? It's not about quantity of the church. That is not a problem. There can be many churches, but there are also many spirits. There should be just one spirit. We can have different churches, but all led by the Spirit of God. But we see today everyone has his own interpretation and everyone thinks in his own way and everyone claims to be right and God is wrong. You see? The only one who is wrong is God. Do you see it? Do you think it? This thing is, this matter is serious because they bring beyond them, beyond this wrong influence, other people. And we can see it. We have already seen it. And we can still see it today. That is the serious matter. May God keep us and preserve us because we are drawing near to the goal. This church, the church which God has chosen, the church which has his name, has to receive all the instruction which God has prepared for she to be ready, for her to be ready. Do you believe it? Now everyone must ask himself the question to know under which influence he is in everything we do. Is the question which I ask myself. It's important to ask ourselves this question. My Lord, am I under which influence? Am I under your spirit or there is another spirit is leading me? Or there is my own personality or my own way of living? I do not know how to say it. But we should ask this question to ourselves from the morning till the night, till the evening. From morning till evening. When we see that there is something which does not correspond with the word of God, we have to ask ourselves, Lord. And then we could realize the Spirit of God and His leadership. Are we in the strict sphere of God's Word? Who were the people of God? Who were the people of God supposed to listen to? The brother is reading again. Are we in the strict sphere of God's Word? Who were the prophets of God supposed to listen to? Those whom the Lord has sent to them. So the translation in Italian was wrong. Who were the people of God supposed to listen to? Those whom the Lord has sent to them. The ministry so that the saint would be prepared. Ephesians 4:11. Amen. to whom suppose the people of God to listen to? When there was a revival and everything, we receive a picture from the year 89. There were many, many brothers from Italy, also from France. But today, where are they? How many of them remain? May God grant grace. May God grant grace. Nowhere else it is mentioned that women were established as apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or doctors. On contrary, but the main subject, as we were reading, is about position of men or women in the church. Then, on contrary, Paul, by the command of the Lord, indicated to them the place that belonged to them. Could we imagine that is written in the Bible? Have you heard what Mrs. Abraham or Mrs. Moses said? Have you heard what Mrs. Peter or James said? Oh, you should hear what Mrs. Branham has to say, or sister so and so. She is certainly a prophetess. That would be unimaginable to us. However, we are today guilty of these very same things, exactly without having realized the significance of it. However, we are today guilty of these very same things, exactly without having realized the significance of it. In Titus chapter 2 and in other biblical passages, believing women are told to their place of honor is with this remark, verse 5, so that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Let us go in Titus chapter 2. Here we still, it still speaks about the influence. That is the subject. Titus. Titus chapter 2, we read from verse 3. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keeper at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Hallelujah. Why does the word of God is blasphemed? Why is it blasphemed today? Because each one of us speaks and philosophizes in his own way. We always know how to say what others should do, but we don't think about taking our place. We always have an exhortation for other people, but we cannot find our own place or stay in our own place. give you a small testimony. This is my, in my private life. So my first wife, when we were converted, we were in the beginning. So the fire of the word, which was in the beginning, we are going to visit people, to exhort them or to pray with them, to spread the word of God. Naturally, I was the one who was speaking, but most of the time, also my wife was speaking, thinking that she could also help. One time, two time, three time, but then we have to stop with this thing because it was out of context. And I guarantee you, I guarantee you that even if I have explained her using the scripture, but God has spoke to her directly, and she had understood the position she has to take. And all the brothers around us, they could also see that. And then she was of great blessing for the sisters, for the children. And this is, I'm telling you that as a testimony before the Lord. It is an experience in which every believer, every woman believer has to receive from God. If she does not have it yet, she has to receive it because it's necessary this word to be applied in our lives. Proverbs 31 verse 15, you can read it. It's the last chapter of Proverbs when it speaks about the woman, when it speaks about that personality which leads. Every man in his own house is an elder, is a leader, or is a pastor. He should have that capacity to lead his house in the truth, in the fullness of the truth, and in the submission of the word of God. Is important because this influence is serious. I like Brother Frank the way he said this here, because each one of us speaks and philosophizes in his own way. It's always easy to give an exhortation to others. We are all conscious of that. It's easy to give an exhortation to another. My brother here, my sister, it should be like this. Yeah, but for ourselves is a problem. Let us digest this word and keep it in our heart, and to ask to the Lord to keep us from all kind of disobedience. Hallelujah. Because we have victory. God gave us victory. The blood of Jesus Christ, the work which he accomplished, is a victory for us, men and women. We all have to find our place. Thus say the Lord through Isaiah 3:12. My people have children as their oppressors, and women have dominion over them. My people, those who lead you astray, and they corrupt the way in which you walk. By the Spirit, the prophet Ezekiel recognized how this dominion was exercised, so this authority. You see, this way of doing, this manner of behaving, Ezekiel 13, verse 17. We see how how women are also able to influence. Brother Branham, you know, you also read it, and when I read it, it touched me. I'm speaking about a real experience. He said that every wife influences his husband. But it's also true that there is influence and influence. A man has to still be a man, led by the Spirit of God. And he also said that every man has a wife which himself merits, or he merits her. Look at yourself. If you don't have a wife which you merit or you deserve, you have just to pay attention. Do not let the wrong influence to take over. Adam in the Eden Garden, he was influenced by the wife. Brother Frank says here, Eve went to his husband, and then his husband was influenced by him, by her. There are many other domains in which a person can be influenced. May God open our heart and help us to find the right position which he gave to me and to you. This is the divine reality. If you go out of this reality, you are in disobedience and you are under judgment of God. I speak to a man or to a woman which are not in their place. We read about Dathan, Korah, and Abiram. We are at the end. We are at the end for the fullness or for the accomplishment of the plan of God for each one of us. We believe in Christ and we desire with all our heart, even tonight, everything to finish, for us to go with the Lord. But if the work is still of some more days, may God help us and watch over us. This is our corrections for each one of us, and we have to take our responsibility. I have taken my own responsibility. You have to take your responsibility. Each one of us must take his responsibility before God, before angels, before the word of God. He must take his responsibility. Hallelujah. I believe that is wonderful. We are drawing to the perfection. We are drawing to perfection. There are clear things. And I rejoice when I read these things in Isaiah. Let us read Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. You can read from verse 10. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruits of their doing. Woe to the wicked, it shall be healed with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee of to err, and destroy the way of thy path. Yes, women rule over them. This is a reality. It's true. That's why sometimes we get involved in certain situations without realizing it. Not just them are going astray, but also you go astray because you are following them. Oh my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the path of thy path. You like to do good, but the influence always bring you in the wrong way. It bring you always to err, and it won't bring you to do the will of God. And this is serious. And we continue. Verse Ezekiel 13, verse 17. The Lord commanded him, and you, son of man, look to the daughters of the people of who prophesy according to their own heart and prophesies against them. This is all about the influence here. You shall say, thus said the Lord God, woe to those who make cushions for armpits and veil. So you make the cushions and veil for the head of men of all sizes, that they may surprise souls. And you can continue to read it. We can read from verse 16. Also, Brother Man spoke about the same thing. In the last days, women will take this place. They like to take over a man. We see that all these things have as a goal to distract and to stop the work. That's why the influence of the women, of the mothers, and is written here that children are commanding God has to help us to take the right path, the path of the Word of God. And it was not given to a woman, but to a man. A wife, a woman is just the helper. She should not influence more than what she is supposed to. In Proverbs 31, we refer ourselves to Proverbs 31. We continue to read. Whatever they arrange, suit every situation, whether it happens one way or another, but is never in accordance with God's word. It seems like they have golden ends. Everything they do is good, comes out nicely. Here I underline it with the red pen. He who really hears the prophet sent from God and has acknowledged his ministry will immediately turn away from all foreign influence. Here, Brother Frank, I humble myself before Almighty God because I too have failed, and through lack of knowledge, I have acted in the customary way. Here, he's speaking about the year 79, when himself he was doubting about his ministry. This influence, this strong influence, led things in the way through prophecy to the servant of God to doubt. And through the prophecy, it was said to him to be silent and other people supposed to speak or to preach. And this, we see this diabolical influence. If to now we can see these things, it's a blessing because not all can realize what we are seeing. Do you believe that? Not all can realize. So how much more are we responsible to put everything back to their place, to depart from all foreign influence, and to say to the Lord, Lord, I do not want this influence. I want just your influence in my life, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. If it's God will, on Sunday we speak a little bit about the Spirit of God. We speak about the things, because if something wonderful, because it's important, if I present myself before the tents, for this reason, say, my word does not come back void because God has sent it. And if God calls me before the tents, he has to speak to me. He must speak to me. Hallelujah. It's the truth. Be careful. Because a lack of wisdom. To receive wisdom, I must draw near God, and I have to listen what God is telling me. Otherwise, I could not have wisdom. I might have wisdom which comes from the prince of this world. And Brother Frank here, he humbled himself that he could not understand what was going on. How often the Lord has spoken in a powerful way through the preaching of Brother Branham that we have translated, but immediately afterward we waited for the Lord to speak to us without understanding that through the preaching of the Lord had already spoken to us. I have experienced this thing, and many have experienced this thing. That was the problem, because we wanted a direct contact with God. We had received already something from God through the preaching, but we wanted something more. That's why the speaking in tongue or prophecy start coming, because we wanted something more. And to me, I have experienced personally these things. Seeking more than what the Lord had already given us. I have experienced personally this, and I said before God, and it was wrong, because God, through the preaching, through the brochure, has already explained everything what that I'm supposed to receive from that preaching or from that brochure. He has already given to me. Instead of giving first place to the divine message and listen to what the Spirit had to say to the church through the word, we waited for something else to be added through the word. Through the word, hallelujah. Not through some wonders or signs, but it's the word which has to triumph, which has to instruct you and lead you. And that was the main thing. That's how we fell. Also, Brother Frank, he fell in the trap, also in the international level, and many problems then happen among us. May God illuminate our heart. Many things were wrong among us, and God wanted to correct us. Some let themselves to be corrected, but others no. What else supposed to be added in the message which we receive? And we knew that the message was sent to prepare, as John the Baptist was sent for to be forerunner. So the message supposed to prepare us. So it was not the other things aside, the message supposed to prepare us. The right word, which edifies you, instructs you, corrects you, and many let this word depart from them. And still today, many can really give you details in this message, but then the main things, they don't take them and they don't catch it, not realizing that is important. Then from the devastating result that followed, we were forced to respect the biblical order in the church and to recognize the right use of the gift of the Spirit as outlined in the preaching order of the church. Naturally, order of the church is the a guideline which was given to the church for it to be led under the spirit of God without confusion, without mixing everything, but to keep everything in their place. Glory be given to God, and I believe it's so. It's like Luke 24, verse 13. Why Luke 24:13? There the Lord was speaking to them and explaining them everything. He explained them everything. So the Lord, before Luke 24, he explained them everything, but after his death, everything was finished. And they were going back to their way. The same with Brother Branham. He was sent with the word of God, but after his death, the spirit of denomination came back. And the two disciples which were going in to Emmaus, they were already discouraged and they were separated from the group already. Verse 15, and it came to pass that while they coming together and reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not know the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And he said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. See, also many in the beginning they have received the message, but then during the walk they were seeking for other things. But the message was there, the word was there. It was enough to close your eyes and to listen to God, because the message was there. We supposed just to take it and to apply in our daily life. May God bless us and grant us grace. And then here the Lord explained them everything. Verse 25, O fool and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. So how much time have we lost? How many years? And where are they today? One thing is certain. This is a thus said the scripture. The Lord won't lose any one of those the Father gave to him. They all will be taught by God. All. The Holy Spirit is the one who instructed them and gives them the right stability. And here continue to read. We do not live at any point in the almost 2,000 years of the New Covenant Church, but in the last prophetical period. We are at the end. That is why the prophetic criteria of the word must be applied. In Micah 7:5, the Lord says, we still speak about the influence. Let us read in Micah 7, chapter 5. He said, trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Trust ye not in a friend, put not confidence in a guide. Keep the door of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoured the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are the men of his own house. We should not be surprised by this, but rather recognize the time. We have honored our Father, and because God has said this beforehand, we are despised by our own sons, so that the scripture may be fulfilled and God may be justified. We should not be surprised by this, but rather recognize the time we have reached. We are at the end. In Matthew 10:34, we have confirmation of what takes place today. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. All the plan of redemption is based upon His mercy. Since the beginning, God has mercy upon His creature because He knew that He had to fail. If there is forgiveness, there is love. If there is no love, forgiveness cannot be there. Yes, I forgive you. As we said last Sunday, but we all always remember, even though you forgive, but you always remember you are the one who stole potatoes. But with God is different. When God forgives, He forgets also all our sins. I came not to send peace, but a sword, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. We read Luke 12:51 also. This is a reality. You see, that is not just a moral or material physical thing, but it's also a spiritual thing that we come back to it. We say Luke 12:51. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father. The mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. The mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother. So this word, all these words, we have to apply them also in the spiritual. In us, one is believer, another is not believer. Me, I'm believer, the other is not. It's also spiritual. Do you see it? Hallelujah. We can see how these words are being manifested before us. For this reason, ye say, we are despised by our own sons. It's true. I do not want to enter in any... No, I do not want to enter in private life of no one. But we knew what took place in Krefeld, here and there. It's true. We are at the end. That's why it is a blessing. It's a blessing when in a family there is a leadership of the Holy Ghost. It is the truth. When there is the leadership of Holy Ghost, when there is no influence of the stranger, let us call a stranger, then the Lord can speak to us and can lead us, and all are submitted to the only guide, who is the Lord. In the house is the father or the husband, led by the Spirit of God. It's true. Hallelujah. We do not always have to deal with friends and confidants, but also with treacherous people who it is true speak kindly, but who in their heart are preparing a trap for us. Who speaks kindly, but in their hearts are preparing a trap for you. How many times have we experienced that? Some people speak, before you they speak good things, but behind you, they start speaking other things. I wrote down on my notes, they are not mature believer. They did not have a direct experience with God. Do you believe that? They did not have an experience with God. How often is it not said, you can trust me? And what happened when the friendship is over? It's true also here. How many times that we can say there is a fire in the beginning, everything seems to be good, but with time, and when something happened and the influence which comes from out start destroying that communion you had before with that person. May God grant us grace and help us. For this reason, if it depended on you, we are all responsible before God. We all have to take our responsibility for us to know who is leading us, who is influencing us, and how are we walking. It's a reality. It's a divine reality. We all. Everything is shamefully exploited. They start speaking here, there, in the other side, they start speaking about you everywhere. The same person God has granted grace. The bride is not like this. The bride walk in the same step, having the same influence, having the same love and the same behavior. This is thus said the Lord in his word. But when a man, a carnal man, the whole nature is influenced, that's what takes place. There is this division, and it's wrong. God never wants these kind of things. We already spoke about it in the last Thursdays. We should have that communion one and another. In Proverbs chapter 11, Proverbs 11:13. Hallelujah. May God bless our hearts and his word.
So, brother was reading another scripture. A tale bearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceal the matter. May we all keep this word in our heart. A talebearer revealed secrets, but he that is of faithful spirit conceal the matter. Hallelujah. What a blessing. May God bless us. Here we have another passage. John 2, chapter 2, verse 25 is a prophetic word. Until today, this word is valid. Nothing is hidden before God. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed know that any should testify of a man, for he knew what was in man. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord knows. He knows the hearts and the secrets of the hearts. We have to be mature man or mature people who are anchored to Christ. They rather suffer to save a brother or a sister. Everything is shamefully exploited. Isn't it high time we open our eyes to the deceptive game of the enemy? It is written of our Savior, but Jesus did not trust them because he knew them all. He saw through men. And we too must recognize that we can say everything to only one in whom we can only trust. For he alone is our faithful high priest who understands us in all things. I read it once more. And we too must recognize that we can say everything to only one in whom we can only trust, for he alone is our faithful high priest who understands us in all things. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17, we can read it. Or Hebrews 4 14. Let us read the scriptures. Hebrew, be careful, my brethren. When here it says, only the Lord in whom we can trust, there's no doubt. But there's another word which says, Your brother is having problem with his microphone. If we cannot trust a brother, I speak about the spiritual part. In Philippians is written, be submitted one to another. Why do we still have some doubts or difficulties, or sometimes we also hide ourselves because we have this, we have fear that the other can spread the voice or your secret? When should the maturity be in the body of Christ? When should maturity will take place among our brethren? The moment is now for this maturity to be manifested, because the high priest is the one who presents the adoration and praise for the sinners. The Levite, the high priest, used to pray for the adorators or for the worshippers. When we go to Brother Frank, we ask him to pray for us, for all for a need. I have to have faith. I have to trust him. Because at first I tell him what is wrong with me. I tell him whatsoever the thing I had in me for him to pray for me. And I should not have fear that the brother then has to go and speak and spread my things outside, or my secret. Or I cannot imagine then Brother Frank has to take my secret and go and tell it to my daughter or to another brother. So my faith is stable, because it's about faith. Hallelujah. It's about faith and the assurance in the word of God. That means we still have, we are lacking of that assurance within us, because we are still afraid to be open before the Lord. In you, there is the Lord. In me, there is the Lord. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. I want to be corrected. So where is the Lord? Hallelujah. Let us read this passage of scripture. That's why I wanted to open the brackets here. It's important that the brothers realize who is Christ and who is the high priest. Let us read first in Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore, in all things, in behold him to be made like unto his brethren. What should we say then? You see? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hallelujah. I want just to commend this word. It means that your temptation, when you bringing back to the Lord, to Jesus Christ, himself absorb that temptation, and then he cannot be tempted because he won already. He's strong. He won the battle. He bruised the head of the serpent, and he cannot be tempted anymore. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I believe that is through the Holy Spirit. Himself, he cannot be tempted. If I take my temptation, I give them to him, he cannot be influenced. Because many times when you confess something to a brother which is not mature, yet they are going to pollute the environment and also themselves. Do you believe that? Because they don't have that strength to support that burden, and then they fall also. But here we see there is a rock, there is something powerful where if I can go with assurance and stand there, and he won't fail. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He went through that way already, and he had experience. That's why a young man cannot be an elder, because he's still young. He must have experience. He must have children. He must pass first through the trials and temptation, fight against the devil and overcome them for him then to be elder. He must have that experience. It is important, my friends. This is, that's the scripture, is the truth. Many times we put ourselves in a hard situation. May God help us. Also, Hebrews 4:14. We all know these passages of the scripture. So, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed under the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For this reason, what I was saying before, we have to enter in the tents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us enter in the tents. Also, chapter 5, verse 17. Hebrew. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, because of his love towards us. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. He is something special. May God bless us. That's why we are in the time of maturity. We have to take what God gave us. What did God give you? Are we truly under the influence of God? Are we led by the Spirit of God? Are we submitted to the word of the message of the... You can read also Acts chapter 3. It's important because we see how the instruction or the teaching comes just from one source. It cannot come from different sources. The word is a seed. The word is the seed. Matthew chapter 13. The teaching must come from one place, and that place is not Franco Forestieri or Brother Branham. Brother Branham is an instrument, but the teaching comes from the Holy Spirit. For us to have all the same teaching and the same influence. That's why I was saying 10 churches here, glory be given to God. Let it happen, but let them have the same spirit, wherein we can visit one another. There's no division. We are in harmony. There are no fight. They are not me. I have to prevail over you. And no, everyone at his place. Don't you think that will be a great blessing, a grace? Should it not be now like this, as we are at the end? But let me finish the read here. To finish. Henceforth, we will not longer surrender ourselves into hands of men, but into the hands of God alone. For we have recognized Satan's murderous intention, as he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, if I'm not wrong. We know the work of the devil. The bride will have only the pure word and the pure action of us, of the Spirit, and she will not longer be open to any foreign influence. Hallelujah. The word of God is the truth, and the anointment of God is a great blessing. It's a grace, my friend. I always say it is a grace. God could not treat us differently, in another way. Think about the lineage of Seth. Me, I don't see it. You don't see it, but God sees it. They are all sons and daughters of God. Those who have accepted, they believed in his name, and it was given to him the authority to become son and daughter of God. Are you son of God? I like to hear amen. The word of God is always right and is truth. May the Spirit of God revive us and revive us during this time, which is really strange for us to have victory over ourselves. Another children to go to sleep because tomorrow they go to school. But we stop here. Glory be given to God. To God be given glory. You see how many precious things we let them go without paying attention, and also how many things still in the message, which are to be corrected. Many are called, but few are the chosen one. And we want to be part of the elect, and we are part of them, because God is granting us grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. May God bless us. Amen. May God bless us. Next time we start from this point where we stop. Let us pray. Also pray for the father of Sister Deborah. He is an old man, having the old mindset. May God help him. May God strengthen him. He has one more here than me. When I was driving behind him, it was really dangerous when he was driving. He has still this feeling of driving. Hallelujah. May God help him. Are you blessed this morning? I had a headache since this morning. I checked my sugar level and it was high. And I was not fine, but the Lord is the great comforter. He is the great healer, and I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful. Let us pray. Let us call upon the name of the Lord, who has in his heart this desire to call upon his name. We thank you, Lord, once more tonight. We heard also Sunday, through your servant, Brother Frank, the correction for this difficult time in which we're living. We thank you for your word and for your servant, your word which is still valid tonight. We pray you to watch over us and our families, for you to give us wisdom and also your spirit. I want also to pray for the father of Sister Deborah. You know his needs and his difficulties. You are the Almighty and you can fix everything which is not anymore at his place. We thank you to have been with us. Also for all the personal things you know. And we can put our faith with assurance in you. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.